The ambassador from the United Arab Emirates welcomed the final UN Security Council vote for a resolution that calls for immediately speeding aid deliveries to hungry and desperate civilians in Gaza.
It was the Christmas miracle we were all hoping for, which was to send a positive signal to the people on the ground in Gaza who are suffering under such unbearable circumstances, that the Council is engaged 24/7 on trying to alleviate that suffering.
The Security Council vote was 13 in favor with two abstentions, the U.S. and Russia. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield lamented the resolution's failure to condemn Hamas, but she praised it nonetheless, saying the resolution provided a glimmer of hope among a sea of unimaginable suffering in Gaza.
We believe the humanitarian resolution before us calls for urgent steps to immediately allow safe, unhindered, and expanded humanitarian access and to create the conditions for sustainable cessation of hostilities. This is a strong step forward.
The week-long delay in a vote came as the U.S. pushed back against the original call for an urgent suspension of hostilities. The U.S. finally agreed to text that calls for creating the conditions for a sustainable cessation of hostilities. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia called the resolution entirely toothless. He condemned the U.S. for resorting to tactics of what he called gross pressure, blackmail, and arm twisting.
In the last few days, the Security Council and together with it the entire world has been witness to the latest, and I'm not afraid to use this word, shameful, cynical, and irresponsible conduct by the United States, which is trying to avoid responsibility for the further use of the veto, resorting to all sorts of means of sabotaging the Security Council's adoption of a decision on Gaza.
Russia proposed an amendment that would have restored the call to immediately suspend hostilities. The vote on the amendment was 10 countries in favor, the U.S. against, and four abstentions. After the vote on the final resolution, the Palestinian representative to the UN, Riyad Mansour, thanked the United Arab Emirates ambassador for her work in trying to speed humanitarian aid to Gaza. But he said Palestinians remain laser-focused on stopping Israel's assault on Gaza.
We will not relent until we reach an immediate ceasefire and having the massive amount of humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip, and to stop the crime against humanity of the forced mass transfer outside Gaza. We are getting closer, but we are not there. We will continue going back to the General Assembly, to the Security Council, to the Secretary General, to establish the mechanism, to keep demanding that this war has to stop, because this is an awful war, criminal war against the Palestinian people.
The UN Security Council deliberations on Gaza came as the situation has grown increasingly catastrophic. Health officials in Gaza say Israel has killed more than 20,000 Palestinians, most of them women and children. The UN and other agencies said Thursday that more than 500,000 people in Gaza are starving. Minutes after the Security Council vote calling for stepped-up humanitarian aid, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said many are measuring the effectiveness of such deliveries based on the number of trucks allowed to unload aid in Gaza. But he said the conditions do not exist to safely and effectively distribute aid. Guterres pointed to Israel's recent attack on the newly opened Kerem Shalom border crossing from Israel into Gaza.
We waited 71 days for Israel finally to allow aid to enter Gaza via the Kerem Shalom crossing. And the crossing was then hit while 8 trucks were in the area. Second, the humanitarian operation requires staff who can live and work in safety. 136 of our colleagues in Gaza have been killed in 75 days, something we have never seen in the history of the United Nations. Nowhere is safe in Gaza.
Guterres repeated his call for a ceasefire. The most emotional moment of the Security Council debate came when Palestinian Representative Riyad Mansour accused Israel of seeking to destroy Palestine's future, including its children. Mansour fought back tears as he described the recent death of a 12-year-old Palestinian girl who was killed while recuperating from previous Israeli shelling.
A 12-year-old Palestinian girl with the most beautiful of names, Dunya, which means Dunya in Arabic, it means the whole world, lost both her parents, herself. Her sister and her brother, all killed in Israeli's shelling of her house. She also lost her leg. And Dunya said that while she will never forget her loved ones, she has to continue living, that she would become a doctor to help children as doctors helped her. But Dunya did not live to become a doctor or to memorialize her family. She was killed a few days ago, later in the strike in the maternity ward of Al-Nasr Hospital.
Meanwhile, Reporters Without Borders filed a second war crimes complaint with the International Criminal Court regarding the deaths of seven additional Palestinian journalists. The reporters group said Israel may have deliberately targeted them. The group has urged the International Criminal Court prosecutor to investigate all of the 66 deaths of Palestinian journalists killed by the Israeli military since the October 7th war began. For KPFA News, I'm Eileen Alfandari.